Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Good afternoon, everybody. Whether you're listening to us live here at Paternoster Row in the centre of Sheffield, or whether you are listening to us on the podcast, we're glad that you've joined us this afternoon. You'll have had all the Christmas cards written and put in the post by now. You'll have had all the parcels, or the presents rather, bought and wrapped, and you'll have the tree up and you'll have the trimmings up. If only. However, we are very glad indeed that you've decided to take out a couple of hours to join us here on Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. I'm John Yule, and as ever, Michael Coates will be along in about an hour's time. Kicked off this week with another look at the new album from the San Francisco Bay Area drummer Mike Clark's new album, Ichiya Doshin, recorded at the Hideout in San Francisco on September the 13th and December the 23rd, 2024. Mike Clark, of course, was on drums. Eddie Henderson was on trumpet, and he actually wrote the track we played, which was called Maganga. We also heard from Craig Handy on sax, Patrice Rochden, whose work on this album I must have been very impressed by. She plays piano and Fender Rhodes on the album. And finally, the bass player was Henry Franklin. Trumpeter Randy Brecker turned 80 on November the 27th, so congratulations to him. And here he is with his wife Ada Ravate on the saxophone, the tenor sax. Randy was only 74 when he made this recording, an album comprising completely of Ada's own compositions, an album called Sacred Bond. And here we also hear from Rodney Holmes on drums, David Kokoski on piano, Alexander Claffey on bass, and Café da Silva on percussion. This is one of Ada's more Brazilian-influenced compositions, and it's called The Other Side of the Coin. Thank you. Randy Brecker and Ada Rivetti, and that was her track, or her recording rather, and indeed her composition. Randy Brecker and Ada Rivetti and The Other Side of the Coin. Vocal time, and someone we lost very sadly last year, Jack Jones, and for my money, one of his very best albums, which was imaginatively called Jack Jones Sings. The arrangements are by Ralph Carmichael, and the pianist is Doug Talbot, who actually co-wrote the upcoming song with Paul Francis Webster. Jack Jones in 1966, then, and The Snows of Yesteryear.
Willows age in bending, roses lose their glow. All things have an ending, love especially so. What happened to the golden dream? What happened to the music? Where are the snows of yesteryear? Once we would tiptoe down the lane, gather lilacs in the rain. Now a bittersweet refrain I hear. What happened to the wistful smile that broke my heart in pieces, like petals from a crystal rose? All are gone, who knows where? ask the wind that blows, where are the snows of
Jack Jones, of course. Organist Mike LeDon has a double CD comprising of two live dates out in the US, but it isn't due for release here for another couple of months still. So, in the meantime, here is his previous album, Wonderful, which features Mike, a vocal chorus, and his Groover Quartet. Mike is on the Hammond B3 as usual, and the rest of the Groover Quartet, Eric Alexander, as ever on tenor, Peter Bernstein is on guitar, and Joe Farnsworth on drums. We also hear from Daniel Sadovich on the percussion on this track, which was recorded at the Van Gelder Studios in Englewood Cliffs on March the 23rd, 2023. This is an old gospel number now, Put It Back, from Mike LeDon.
Put it back.
Mike Ladon with his orchestra and chorus, and put it back. This is Swing Time on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM, and as usual at this time of the week, my name's John Ewells. It is throughout the rest of the week, actually. As well as being a great singer, Maxine Sullivan was a great song finder. Such a good example is coming up now. This is from an album called Together. Maxine Sullivan sings the music of Julie Stein and was recorded on different dates between June 1986 and January 1987. And it was her last recording. It finished just 3 months before her passing, and I think it is possibly her best. The undiscovered song I was referring to is called Killing Time. It was written by Julie Stein and Caroline Lee, or Caroline Lee to be precise, in 1983. The band comprises of Keith Ingram on the piano, Glenn Zatola on trumpet, Phil Flanagan on bass, and Jackie Williams on drums. Singing Killing Time on vocals, of course, is Maxine Sullivan.
Filling spaces, killing time, making small talk, faking pleasure, killing time, punching pillows, lunching late, and missing you, kissing someone, missing you. Dealing aces, feeling old, matching socks and hatching plans and catching cold. Don't it slay you, knowing I'm spending nights, or is it years, dulling senses, lulling fears, chilling drinks, spilling tears, killing time.
Unmistakably, Maxine Sullivan. Time on Swing Time now for the gig guide, which is not going to take us very long this week. Things winding down for the holiday period. And in fact, three of the four gigs I've got lined up to tell you about take place tomorrow night. But this evening we have the Keith Peters Big Band, 8:30 start at the Farm Road Social Club, and they're promising to present us with some seasonal big band music. Jazz at the Lescar tomorrow evening, Wednesday the 17th, features a gig on the 10th anniversary tour of the lineup called Sloth Racket. They're presenting fiery free jazz, sparse minimal improvisation, and deep grooves and big riffs. So if that sounds like your sort of thing, you'll be able to see Kath Roberts on baritone, Aaron Hunter on guitar, Sam Andrea on alto, Seth Bennett on bass, and Johnny Hunter on the drums. Cabanas tomorrow night, Wednesday the 17th again. They'll be presenting the effervescent singer Tessa Smith with her band the Applejacks. And there'll be a strong Lindy Hop background. Great for dancing tomorrow night for a Christmas party at Cabanas. Also tomorrow evening, a change of night for the Chesterfield Jazz Club. They'll be, again, on Wednesday evening, tomorrow evening, with their Christmas Spectacular. And that'll feature the trumpeter Roy Butcher. On now to pianist Joey Alexander, the Isle of Barley's gift to the world of jazz. And he was all of 14 years old when he recorded this next track, and he also composed it himself at the same time, so he called it 14. From the album Eclipse, recorded on August the 21st and 23rd, in August 2017, and it was recorded at the Dreamland Recording Studios in Hurley, New York. We have a guest appearance on the album, or on this track at least, from Joshua Redman on tenor, and with the rest of the band, Ruben Rogers on bass, Eric Holland on drums, and of course on piano, a 14-year-old Joey Alexander. Thank you. Very sad news on December the 8th of the passing of arranger, conductor and composer Gordon Goodwin, leader of the Big Fat Band, as well as being a pianist and saxophonist. Gordon was the leader of the Big Fat Band and worked a lot in studios in Hollywood throughout his career. He was actually born in 1954 in Wichita, and then studied at California State University, Northridge, and has been based in Southern California thereafter. There has been a number of tributes paid to Gordon on the announcement of his passing. Not only has he worked extensively in Hollywood studios, he's worked with the likes of Ray Charles, Natalie Cole, Sarah Vaughan, Mel Torme, and in particular Johnny Mathis, for whom he was the musical director on the road for a period. Let's look at the album The Gordian Knot from Gordon Goodwin and his Big Fat Band. This was released in 2019 and recorded in a number of venues, including the Capitol Studios in Hollywood and the UCLA Herb Alpert School of Music. You can't get a more Californian title than Gordon's Sunset and Vine, which we're about to hear any moment now. Gordon takes the piano solo himself, and the other solos come from Andy Martin on trombone and Kevin Axt on bass. This then is Gordon Goodwin and his Big Fat Band. And the track we're going to hear, as I've said, is Sunset and Vine.
Thank you.
Gordon Goodwin was most associated amongst the Hollywood studios with the Disney organisation. His first regular job after graduation was playing in Disneyland. He worked on a number of Disney projects covering theme park music, films and TV, which included a Disney TV special orchestration for former Mouseketeers, Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera. He earned multiple Grammy Awards for Best Instrumental Arrangements, and this included his work on Disney's The Incredibles. Here, then, is the main theme for The Incredibles, written by Michael Giacchino and arranged by Gordon Goodwin for the Big Fat Band. We hear solos from, on trumpet, Wayne Bergeron, and on guitar, Andrew Sienowich.
Thank you.
How's that then? The Gordon Goodwin Big Fat Band. Little bit of a memory there of Gordon Goodwin, who sadly passed away on December the 8th. And that just about concludes the first hour of Swing Time here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM with me, John Yule. Michael Coates is all set and ready to go to take over from me at the turn of the hour. And we're going to hear finally from the Jeff Hamilton Trio back in 2012. As ever, Jeff Hamilton on drums with Tamir Hendelman on piano. But this was back when Christopher Luty was on bass as opposed to John Hamer, who is in the current lineup. The album is Red Spartle, recorded at the Kaiser Amarillo Studios, and this is the very familiar 1937 song from Johnny Mercer and Richard Whiting, Too Marvelous for Words.